We've seen so many people do the classic begging friends and family to collectively somehow pull together $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, and that makes my butthole tighten. So
not a Kegel, not a full-blown Kegel happening right here on screen.
Unfortunately.
Not a full-blown Kegel. Okay.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you saw it here first. Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Welcome to the Smiling Faces podcast. I'm Victoria Dunn.
I'm Jess Anguiano.
And we are the executive producers of the upcoming revenge-based comedy, Smiling Faces.
That's right. And Smiling Faces has turned into so much more than us just putting together a television series. We've built a community. So here we are on episode 5 of our podcast.
I think 6.
That's so cool. And
yeah,
new format. As you guys are seeing, we have this new format now. We're our incredible producer, Mike Bryant. Major shout out. Yes. I love that we can still do our own air horns, though. Set us up with this incredible setup. We're so excited because we're streamlining everything so that we can get information and fun facts and all the things that you guys are looking for. We're getting to you as fast as possible. So let's dive right in, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I guess we could also say, just to show how crazy of a week it's been, Jess almost died.
This did happen.
I went down hard.
Which is kind of a little bit, we're going to talk about the side hustle and stress and managing stress. That's what we're talking about today. I'll tell you all about that. Let's start with a few updates on what's happening with our show, with the Smiling Faces series.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're still in pre-production. It's a whole arduous process, but we have our next fundraising event coming up, which is called Mad Happy.
Yes.
And it's a community fitness and wellness event on Saturday, June 15th at 11 a.m. at Maron K Studios in North Hollywood. Super excited.
In-person event. In-person event. We have the most incredible DJ Shay. Is coming to lead our workout. She's got a playlist. She's so much
incredible.
Fun.
Yeah, I've taken class from her. I mean, I took spin from her before too, but also cardio classes, but I took from her at SoulCycle. I've taken from her at Equinox. She founded her own company called Girls Gone Active, which is amazing and gets everybody. It's all about community engagement and everybody just kikiing together. So it's super fun. Obviously, she's a celebrity DJ, so her playlists are always fire. Mm-hmm. It's insane. I honestly have so much fun during the workout. I forget I'm working out because I'm singing along to the music so much. It's fantastic.
I can't wait. I have not done a workout with her, so I cannot wait.
It's so good.
So we're doing this community event. It's part fundraiser, but more importantly, we wanted to do a community event for our community, you guys. So because the show takes place in a toxically positive spin studio. Fitness, wellness, working out is a big part of what we talk about. It's a big part of our own well-being and how Victoria and I,
And we will have a conversation about the importance of leaning on your friends, leaning on your community and moving your body to help when you're stressed, overwhelmed, feeling all your feels. We're a testament to that. It helps.
Oh yeah. It's like a two-parter. So like we start with a great conversation about wellness and also using physical activity to cope with your rage. And then we're going to do a great workout to cope with all of our rage. The event is, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that it's user-friendly for everybody. It's a user-friendly event for everybody. You don't have to be like levels, super.
All levels are welcome.
Yes. Advanced. And nobody's going to be like, oh, we're doing all the beginner stuff. Like, no, because I'll be doing it with you. So
no, legitimately, you can be from the level of like a maniacal fitness person to your casual mall walker. Everyone can do it.
I love that.
On the fly, baby.
Mall walkers.
Anyone can come with you. And I think a lot of the branding and marketing, because of the base of the show being very woman-centric, I feel like a lot of people think it's only for women to come to this workout. Not true. All are welcome. We don't actually hate men. I say it a lot, but I don't fully mean it because I did freeze my egg. So I clearly want to find one. So
potentially make one.
Yeah.
That's what egg freezing is all about. Let's keep
the gag.
Listen, we can't, women, ladies, we can't be sitting here being like, I hate men. And then, but I want a baby. That's how you make men. Okay. You can't hate them. You're making them. It's like saying I hate chocolate chip cookies. And then you bake them all the time.
Facts.
You don't hate chocolate chip cookies. This is an excellent metaphor. I stand by it.
There we go. I like it. So that's the big event, at least, that we have coming up. And then we're going to get into the corporate sponsorship portion of it, because we've seen so many people do the classic begging friends and family to collectively somehow pull together $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. And that makes my butthole tighten. So we're...
Not a Kegel, not a full-blown Kegel happening right here on screen.
Unfortunately.
Not a full-blown Kegel. Okay.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you saw it here first.
You saw a live Kegel on video. If you're watching the video, then you saw it.
Look, you're bringing up something super legitimate, because the deal is, I have participated in crowdfunding campaigns. Crowdfunding campaigns can be one of two things. Either they are, please, grandma and grandpa, give me all of your money so that I can make my pet project. Or when I worked with Seed and Spark, which, like, major shout out to Seed and Spark. I'm a huge fan of theirs. It's a crowdfunding platform, but they teach you to use crowdfunding as an...
I was going to say, just to clarify, a crowdfunding platform specifically for filmmakers.
Correct.
Sorry,
continue. Thank you. No, that was great. So... Seed and Spark teaches you how to build an audience during your crowdfunding campaign so that your campaign isn't like, oh, please, all my third cousins from India, please give me money. Instead, you're like, look, it's cool if you don't give me money. Just follow us. And we built such an incredible community on my previous two films that I've crowdfunded on, and we raised the money. And we've learned so many pro tips, which I'm happy to share here, but I'm really excited because we've been dropping pro tips about how we're producing this project. And something that Victoria and I learned about when we partnered with Inclusivity Media,
which has been a godsend. They fully support any projects that are created by women or lesser represented communities, minorities, everything. And they serve as a fiscal sponsor. Then you get, which is amazing, nonprofit status. So anytime people are contributing to your campaign, maybe you got to
Nobody's listening to a single word that you're saying, right?
Not at all, because my cat is just like, I need to be a part of this.
Adorable kitty, Andre Benjamin, the cutest.
There we go. He's so cute.
He's so cute. I'm trying to say cameo, and I keep saying camino.
Oh, that's tough.
It's been a week. I stand by it all this whole podcast. Yes, as you were saying, so Inclusivity Media is our nonprofit fiscal sponsor, which means that all of our contributions are tax deductible, which is like it's amazing for us anyway. But here is the coolest thing. What we learned is about corporate giving.
Corporate giving is the move. That's the move.
We sat down with Inclusivity Media. They partnered us with another film that they are sponsoring. And this group taught us about corporate matching, which if anybody's out there with friends who work for corporations, the way that this can work for you is you take your little bundle of money. We made some money. We had an incredible comedy event back in April. It was amazing. Super fun. 6 dynamite comedians. We raised some incredible money. And we take that little pocket of money and we give it to our friend who works at a big corporation. And then that person says, hi, big corporation, Starbucks, Disney, Netflix, Mattel, whatever. Raytheon, SpaceX. Would you please do a matching donation to my, I'm going to make a donation through this corporation that I work for to Inclusivity Media.
And then we get double the money and you then take that little bundle and then go to your next friend, give them the money, someone you trust that won't run away with the money. And you say, And you say,
vet people before you do this.
Vet them and then say, hey, insert totally cool friend here that works at totally cool corporation. Will you give this money in your name to us and then tell your company? Your company will then match it. And that's how you flip the money.
Yes. And that's why we're going to produce this, which I find ironic because we're independently produced. We're fully independent producers. And we are going to be supported by
Disney.
We're going
to be suckling on the teat of all the
corporate Warner Media, Universal, NBC Universal. Like, that's a way that we're turning some of our funding into real dollars. And by the way, 100% legal. Otherwise, we wouldn't be telling you.
Right, exactly. Could you imagine if they're like disgraced independent filmmakers, Jess Anguiano and Victoria Dunn, were handcuffed leaving their side jobs?
Your side hustles. Oh my God. So, okay. Can we talk about this? No, we have to talk about this because you guys, Victoria said something really important to me today. She said, can I share this? I'm going to share it. It's really hard raising money when you're broke as fuck.
It's tough to raise the money and be like, oh, look at all that. Let's go put over in that account. You can't touch.
Let's just tuck that away while we're like, please, sir, I just need a little more bread to get through the week.
Like, I will tell you, I will continue to go wanting. Andre Benjamin will not. He's eating fancy feasts and I'm eating chickpeas. But that nest egg for the show is stacked.
That's right. That's right.
And it's in there, baby.
We are producing this. I don't care how many packets of ramen I got to eat. We're producing this show.
Exactly.
Look, if it was illegal, we wouldn't be telling you. That's what we're trying to say. Talk about your butthole clenching.
Circling back on.
Talk about a full-blown butthole clenching moment. Talk about,
I can't get arrested. It's not in the cards for me. It's just not. I can't have it.
No.
So trust anything that we, because it sounds crazy and it sounds like something you should not be able to do, but trust if we're doing it. You learned from the last episode of the podcast, I'm not the one to go afoul of the law. So we're allowed to do this.
You guys, I'm sorry. I'm recovering from this cold. Here's the deal. You can't get arrested because you've got 17 jobs right now.
Right.
That's the deal. And I can't get arrested because I also have not 17, but definitely 4 jobs right now.
Yeah.
The industry is, it's the entertainment industry. Look, all of my friends are struggling and we're all out there hustling and hitting up a several jobs. I know you're running around. I know you're nonstop. You're in Santa Monica. You're NoHo, Van Nuys, back on your side of town.
All over the place. Yeah, because I'm at least on paper working 3 jobs. Pilates studio, teaching kids soccer. I know nothing about soccer. And also walking dogs and dog sitting.
Yep.
So that's a lot.
And a producer on a hit television show.
And
yes,
that.
Launching this community, launching this project. Yes, yes.
So many things.
Yeah, the side hustle is brutal. And as we were talking, it's hard to be running around trying to make enough money to make ends meet while also raising money. And by the way, there's no... go ahead.
Oh, and I was going to say, and also trying to be a creative person. Because I feel like if you're fully burned out, how do you even have a moment to come up for air and then be like, and now I'm going to think of a fun idea. That's not happening.
When I was working, I used to work in the corporate side of ABC in production. I thought, this is it. I'm going to be working here and then I'll write. It took me 1.5 years to write one project because I was fried every day after working in television all day and then trying to write a pilot at night. It took 1.5 years with a writing partner, by the way. Now, after the strike happened and I stepped away, the industry for a while popped over, been temping, doing admin assistant work, also nannying, babysitting, tutoring, coaching, like all of this house sitting, all of the running around. And it's so hard to hold on to the dream, right? And yet,
completely,
we do. We have to.
Yeah, because that's, I think, the one constant that I can say for sure about, especially LA, but just in being a creative too. It's not handed to you. There's maybe a few people like the Nepos or a few people that have some access where they can't just be like, I want to do it. And then they just get to.
Yeah.
But for the majority of people, that's not how it works. You do have to work at it and try to find slivers of your moment to be creative. Like going around doing all the jobs I'm doing and then trying, you know, like with promoting this event. And I have auditions that are in person. And I had a day where legit I couldn't get anyone. Well, I couldn't get anyone to cover my shift initially, but then I realized I didn't need to because my call time was later for a commercial I booked. So I went to work early, opened at my job, left from there, drove downtown, shot a commercial, got back in my car, drove up to North Hollywood for an audition in person because for some reason, everyone's doing things live again, even though they swore they weren't doing that anymore.
That's right. You had so many live auditions last week.
Yes, I was so surprised because I was like, I thought we moved past this. I love live auditions to the extent of, I think so much of it is connecting with people in the room, but not when the last one I had was a callback for a feature and they had their window open and woman is yelling at someone just outside and we're not holding for this. So I'm actively trying to be in the scene and hearing someone go, I hate you, you motherfucker. And I'm like, we're not gonna let me go back. Got it. Yeah, sure. I'll just keep going. That's fine.
Nobody's distracted here. Nobody's distracted.
No, and then my sketch team is like, oh, we're still planning on doing a show. We need some sketches. Write a sketch. I'm like, I have no funny ideas.
No, because you're so bright. Which, look, and we had we had a really frank conversation just today, like being like, oh, how are you? Are you? Because I've been so drowning in it. So exciting news is that I am now leaving a lot of the side gigs and going full time in one position.
Yeah, salary.
That day job, it just got real, real sweet. It's been a year and a half. However, the battle to get that full time job has taken me away from our partnership a lot, and it's been a huge pain point for us. Like, and we had to have a really frank conversation, which is really important because when you're like, I'm tapped, I got nothing.
Right,
you got to tag in. And then
I think so much of it is like you're doing so much of the work and then you do what you can do. And then by the end of the night, genuinely, all I have left is hit my vape, take an edible, watch a full movie because I need something scarier because it's the only thing I need to see someone else's life be harder so I can rest and find peace.
You're like, that's way worse. At least my hands are being sawed off.
Legit, I'm not bound in a basement. No one's stalking me in my house. You know, my life's not that bad.
I love that you go towards the dark. I go out and do what I call rage gardening, where I tear tiny blades of grass out of my garden and destroy. I actually destroy. I go out and destroy the weeds. I chop off all the old roses and like rage garden.
Can I tell you something that's probably going to ruin this for you?
Oh no. What?
So they just did some studies where they've discovered that plants communicate with each other and send off frequencies and stuff and feel. So you just ripping blades of grass, you're actually hurting it. They communicate. Like the trees communicate, the grass communicates.
I can't. What am I going to? Can't let the grass grow. It's going to take over the roses.
Can't you?
I'm trying to protect the roses. Should I have to protect my roses?
Fuck them roses. I'm kidding.
You're right. Shoot. No. Oh my God. Oh, they're communicating. Listen, I've been talking. Yeah. This I got a tree right in my backyard right now that I'm like, these dead branches got to go. And now I'm like, or do they? Do they stay?
I'm telling you, I learned a lot. I started studying up on it because Hannah Einbinder, who has a new comedy special coming out, which I should know the date and tell everyone it's going to be on Max. But she is a big green person. And she talks about it in her special. And that's what got me on the deep dive. I'm Googling. That's what got me on the deep dive of trees and plants communicating with each other. But yeah, you should also check it out. It comes out. Oh no. Sorry, give me a beat while I Google this.
It can never be so easy.
Let me see. Here we go. Okay, so Hannah Einbinder, friend to the pod show Life, her special Everything Must Go, it's her first comedy special. It's coming out on Max June 13th. Everyone should listen because one, that's my friend.
We love Hannah.
But also for another very vain, selfish reason, she says a joke and she uses my name in the joke and I'm very excited.
You're basically famous.
So we should watch.
I'm going to tell you something. Usually we like to add a little moment. We like to talk about our, what we call our smiling faces moment. I think this whole week has been a smiling faces moment. I think it's been particularly brutal. So
yeah.
I think we wrap up with watch Hannah's special.
Yes. Watch Victoria, Everything Must Go. Yeah.
Everything Must Go, starring
Hannah
cameo by Victoria's name. That's the most important part. Yes.
It's the most important part. Yes, it's a huge monumental moment for her, but she says my name, so it's pretty serious.
Does she discuss your Kegel routine?
She doesn't, but she does. The name drop of it all is about how she basically had to keep the morale of the coffee shop that we met at and how she basically kept me from murdering CW stars at our coffee shop.
I cannot wait to hear this joke.
Yeah, it's so good.
Okay. All right. Well, as per usual, I can't live without you. You are the human that I hold dearest to. You are amazing.
Love you so much.
You
my
as
God.
Well.
Guys, check out all of our things. Yes.
Yes. Check out our social media. We are on Facebook at A Smiling Faces Series.
Yes. Instagram, smilingfaces_series.
And our website is www.smilingfacesseries.com. We have to say thank you so much to our social media guru who helps us, Christine Hashem, who comes, helps, takes pictures, edits reels, and then, of course, our beloved, our hero, the producer of the Smiling Faces podcast, Mike Bryant!
Yes! Yes!
That's it.
Please stop. Don't do this.
Sorry. Have to. Alrighty. That is so much more than you ever need.
Yes.
Mike.
Find your smiling faces moment every day. After all the negativity, I was like, let's throw it a positive.
You're like, ooh, that's a lot of darkness.